Good morning. The Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs, Space, and Domestic Security will come to order. Lois, please call the roll.
Chair Gibson.
Here.
Vice Chair Broxson. Senator Bean.
Here.
Senator Gaynor. Senator Simmons.
Here.
Senator Stargell. Senator Tadeo.
Here.
Senator Torres.
Here.
Quorum present, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and Vice Chair Broxson is excused. Senator Simmons.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for a moment of silence for those families and children in Parkland. Thank you. All right. Well, please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your time, waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. And we are just going to hold for a second as we wait for Senator Flores. We're in a, I'm sorry. The committee will come to order. And Senator Flores, welcome to the Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs, Space, and Domestic Security. And you are recognized to explain CS for SB 1622 on lands used for governmental purposes.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much, committee members, for your indulgence this morning. Members, not only am I a little late to the meeting, but there is a strike call for you guys today. So if I could be recognized on the strike call amendment, that would be wonderful.
You are recognized on the strike call, and if you explain the differences. Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And many of the differences that you'll find are differences that were recommended by staff and the interested parties to ensure that we get this issue correct. This issue is specifically for Monroe County. Monroe County, as an area of critical state concern, has some more issues sometimes around land acquisition. And so what this bill does, it clarifies that the areas where and how Monroe County Land Authority may use funds so that they can construct, redevelop, and preserve critically needed affordable housing, particularly in the time post-Hurricane Irma. The amendment and the bill authorize DEP to lease the land purchased adjacent to military installations for agriculture operations, clarifies that the Board of Trustees may modify procedures for land acquisitions related to the purchases of lands that prevent private property rights claims resulting from limitations that are imposed by the designation of an area of critical state concern. Monroe County is an area of critical state concern. And adds additional procedures for the selection of lands under the Military Base Protection Program to increase the number of properties that would be eligible for purchase under this program. And that's the strike call amendment.
And procedurally, let's take up amendment barcode 721876 by Senator Flores, who has explained the amendment. Is there any objection to taking up the amendment? Seeing none, thank you for your explanation. Senators, are there any questions on the amendment?
Let me have one question.
Senator Torres.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Senator, your amendment would make this, I know the staff, because the staff explained it to me, this would make it better, the bill itself and what it does?
Yes, thank you for the question. Essentially, the issue that we have is that Monroe County has a series of constraints that that are put on it, not just locally, but at the state level, because of it's designated as this area of critical state concern. And a lot of times that is good, but we found that right now there are some procedural obstacles that are prohibiting Monroe County from purchasing some needed land, some excess land, so that they can provide affordable and workforce housing. And so that's always been a need, but particularly post-Hurricane Irma, that need has really been exacerbated. So what the bill's intended to do, and certainly what the amendment is intended to do, is to procedurally make sure that we get it right so that we can have these lands available for this critically needed affordable housing.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All right, seeing none, we have one appearance card. Pepper Uchino with Monroe County.
Waiving in support.
Thank you. That's all the appearance cards that we have. So, Senator, no, we need to adopt the, you have recognized the close on your amendment first.
Yeah, always close on the amendment.
All right. Having closed on her amendment, all those in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
Opposed, nay. The amendment is adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? No appearance forms on the bill as amended. Is there a debate on the bill as amended?
Good bill.
All right, Senator Flores, you are recognized. Thank you for that great debate. Senator Flores, you are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Yes, thank you again, Madam Chair, for putting this bill up. This will go a long way to help Monroe County, particularly post-Hurricane Irma. So thank you, and I ask for your favorable consideration.
Lois, please call the roll on CS for SB 1622.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Vice Chair Broxson, Madam Chair.
Yes, and by your vote, CS for SB 1622 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I understand that this may be our last. I know. Say it isn't so. This may be.
Just getting started.
We've done great work, this committee, and I appreciate all of you all. All of your hard work, questions, answers. We had some interesting debate on at least one particular bill, and I appreciate all of you all on this committee, and certainly the staff has been awesome, coming all the time to my office, meeting, letting me run late, explaining over and over and over, because you know I ask a lot of questions so I can be clear. And so I appreciate you all very, very much. And is there any other comment by any senator? Senator Bean.
Madam Chair, I just want to say, if I may be so bold, on behalf of the committee, we thank you for running a tight ship down in the basement. And you know what? Here's what I've just served this year with you. Thank you.
Let me tell you what I'm proud of, you running this this committee. It honors the men and women in our military unlike any other committee, and it makes me feel proud to be in the legislature. It makes me proud to be a part of this committee. So thank you for doing that. We say the Pledge of Allegiance, and we, every person in uniform, is it's a great place, and thank you for setting the stage.
Thank you. Senator Simmons.
Yeah. I join with Chair Bean in saying thank you for running an excellent set of meetings. They're very productive, and we appreciate very much all that you've done for those who are in the military, veterans, and so thank you.
It's all that we've done collectively. Well, thank you all very much, and it was my honor to chair this committee and work with the staff. And as I said from the very beginning, I was very appreciative of President Negron allowing me to serve. And so with that, and no further business to come before the committee, the meeting is adjourned.